Someone's knocking at the door. I'm looking at my girlfriend. She passed out on the floor. I've seen so many things I ain't never seen before. Don't know what it is. I don't want to see no more. Mama told me not to come.
Badger Sports Network from Learfield. This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Across the line, right side. He'll launch it for three at the horn. He got it at the buzzer. To the rim, and he sends it down with the left hand. Right side shooting for the win. Got it! Bronson Koenig. Step back three straight on. Got it! Ice cold. Got it. Sam Decker. Bo Ryan will win for the 300th time as the head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers. Stamps off another three. Booked it. Oh, my goodness. Don't wake him up. Greg Kaminsky, a single game school record, 43 points.
I can't believe I'm going to say it, but here it comes. The Wisconsin Badgers are going to the Final Four.
Badger basketball is on the air. Today's game is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Fabic Rents, for all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. And by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. Welcome to the Badger Shootaround.
From Carver Hawkeye Arena, this is the Wisconsin Basketball Pregame Show as the Badgers 8-4 in league play, 18-5 overall. Winners of 10 of their last 12 will take on the Iowa Hawkeyes. They check in 13-9, 4-7 in Big Ten play, and they have been scuffling of late. They've lost 5 of their last 6. Wisconsin won big the first time around, early January at the Kohl Center. This is the second game as the Badgers go for the regular season sweep of Fran McCaffrey's Hawkeyes. About an hour away from the opening tip, we'll check in with Jesse Temple of The Athletic. He's coming up as our pregame show gets underway. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Seeking the tastiest pizza in Racine? Well, then head straight to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. From classic cheese pepperoni and sausage pizzas to golden fried chicken to signature hot sandwiches, Ferraro's has all your cravings covered. Plus, don't miss February's special chili dog pizza, a savory chili base topped with melty cheddar cheese, juicy hot dog pieces, fresh onion, and a drizzle of liquid cheddar. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
St. Joseph's Indian School is much more than a school for Native American children.
It's like a family. Classes are fun here. I am learning about my culture.
Since 1927, St. Joseph's Indian School has provided children the education, health care, and support they need to succeed. To help give our kids brighter futures, learn more at stjo.org today.
97 years, WRJN has been Racine's source for local news and timeless hits. Now, Badger football, Badger basketball, the Packers, the Brewers, and high school sports. With our timeless hits, local news, and Wisconsin sports, we're a great resource for local businesses to advertise to local listeners. We have an opportunity on our team to have somebody join us as an outside sales representative. Find out more. Call us Monday morning at 262-634-3311.
More than 6 million kids in the U.S. have ADHD, and many aren't getting the support they need. At Understood.org, we know that parents want to help, especially when their child has questions like,
why am I always falling behind? Why do I feel so alone?
We provide parents with the resources they need to help kids with ADHD thrive. Your child wants to thrive. Be the reason they do. Visit Understood.org/the reason to get started.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
It's the Badgers and the Iowa Hawkeyes this afternoon down at Carver Hawkeye Arena. We're joined by Jesse Temple of The Athletic. First game, 116 points, 21 threes, the Kohl Center record of the game against Iowa. Kamari McGee after the game saying, well, we knew they didn't want to play defense, so off we go. Naturally, that has
circled back and has become a conversation topic down here in Iowa City. We've been doing this long enough. We know that players will, you'll take a motivating quote whenever you possibly can. Facts are facts. Iowa will score, but it's going to give up a lot. That's just the way it is.
Yes, obviously, I think from the Wisconsin perspective, it's got to be at least somewhat humorous to see Iowa's players talking about that and saying maybe it lit a fire. And look, today it could be a different story. It's a tough place to play in Iowa City. But based on the overall body of work, Kamari McGee wasn't wrong. It wasn't just that game. Now, the Hawkeyes aren't giving up 100-plus, but Iowa comes into this game allowing 79 points per game on the season, which ranks 330th nationally and last in the Big Ten. And those numbers aren't better in Big Ten play when you traditionally think of this league as a grinded-out style. Plenty of teams have been able to score, and that obviously has been problematic for an Iowa team that comes into this game under 500 in Big Ten play.
Yeah, giving up 85, about 85 and a half in Big Ten play. Although because they can score, you could make the argument that no lead is safe. And they gave Purdue all the Boilermakers wanted. And clearly, they're going to be without one of their best players and one of the better players of the Big Ten, and Owen Freeman, who's out for the rest of the year, had surgery on an injured finger, did not play the other night against Purdue. I mean, I can't deny that is a huge hit because he was a problem, particularly in the two games last year against Wisconsin, right?
Yeah, and I think this is a real good opportunity for Wisconsin's bigs to try and generate more, specifically a guy like Steven Crowell, who's coming off a game against Indiana where he played 24 minutes but was largely a non-factor, had 3 points, 3 rebounds. We know how much better he can be as a player, and so if he's got some mismatches, I think clearly he can have a really strong game, and if anybody wants to try and take him away, well, we've seen what Wisconsin has on the perimeter, so losing a player like Owen Freeman is certainly significant for Iowa.
We look back at Tuesday's game. John Blackwell was 3 for 12, but he scored and he had 8 rebounds after the game. And we see this from time to time. We'll see guys after the locker room post game. They'll come back out, get some work in. He was doing some work with Daniel Freitag. But I guess it just speaks to the overall game that John has. And he'll tell you he can get better still. He doesn't have to shoot it at a high clip necessarily to help his team. And his work defensively, his work on the glass, all those things just continuing to show how valuable this guy is.
Very much so. He had a couple steals, but what stands out is from the point guard position, your team got 8 rebounds out of him, 7 defensive rebounds, which means the other team was missing. They weren't getting second chance opportunities because you have him leading the team in rebounds. We talked before about the strides that he's made in year two and what his potential can be moving forward. He's been huge for this team. And really, Wisconsin deserves tremendous credit for basically putting that game away in the first half, blistering from 3-point line. It's so much fun to watch this team when they shoot like that.
You're probably too young to remember when Indiana basketball was like the cream of the crop. I'm old enough, but we got a little generation gap here because this is like a huge national story. It's like, oh yeah, Wisconsin just boat raced them, but what's wrong with Indiana? Are you too young to have that perspective on what Indiana basketball used to be?
Well, I'm 40, Matt. I'm not a flank chicken anymore. When I was a kid, Indiana was still Indiana. Bob Knight was still there, obviously. I mean, my first memories of college basketball were in the early 90s, so I remember it vaguely, but obviously this has been a multi-decade stretch in the abyss that's sort of reminiscent to me of Nebraska football. I know Indiana has had occasional good years. Certainly I remember, you know, the Zellers and what they were able to do maybe a decade or so ago, but Mike Woodson, as conversations have been had, what's being reported that his job is certainly in jeopardy, and it's because Indiana has not been able to break through. But I don't even want to say it's a different era, because Indiana should still be Indiana because of the talent that's in that state and because of what should be possible there.
Yeah, without a doubt, and how important the game is to people in the state of Indiana. But I guess it's just a reminder, the coach who's from there, the alum, it's not an automatic fixer to a program. We'll see if the reports are true and what happens in due time, but this is not the Indiana pregame show. It's the Wisconsin pregame show. He's Jesse Temple of The Athletic. We'll take a break. When we continue, we'll hear from assistant coach Sharif Chambliss in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hear that? That's Jones All-Natural Sausage Cooking. It's almost ready to be enjoyed in your favorite breakfast sandwich or as a side with eggs. And that is Jones Dry Aged Bacon with flavor you won't find anywhere else. You can really taste the difference our dry aging process makes. I'm Philip Jones, and quality ingredients and attention to detail are how we've been making breakfast better since 1889. Try Jones, a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. And go Badgers!
To be a Badger, it takes dedication, perseverance, and an unstoppable drive for excellence. Our team at UW Health Sports Medicine is no different. We bring the same fierce Badger spirit to every surgery, therapy, and training, working tirelessly to keep Wisconsin's athletes at the top of their game. Whether it's nailing the game-winning shot or delivering top-tier care, UW Madison and UW Health are a dream team committed to achieving greatness. Together, we don't just deliver, we dominate. UW Health. Remarkable.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024, U.S. Bank.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Badger fans, basketball season is here, and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Our pregame coverage continues with today's Badger Spotlight as we visit with assistant coach Sharif Chambliss. As personable as they come in basketball, or probably outside of basketball for that matter, terrific on the recruiting trail. He gets the guys going every day with his musical selections at the beginning of practice. And someone who has just become a very good college basketball coach. And he knows that they have a lot of really good college basketball players on this year's team, including John Tanje, who has made the Oscar Robertson watch list as being among the top 50 players in all of college basketball. There are others who are very good as well, but ask Sharif about Tanje getting that recognition.
It's pretty cool. I mean, now we've got a lot of guys stepping up right now. I mean, the last game, Gilly James is what everybody wants to call him, as a, affectionately known as that within our team. Pretty cool. But, I mean, Max came out of his shell a little bit. John Blackwell's been playing well. But a guy like John Tanje, he demands presence when he has that ball. He's so strong. He's shooting it at a great rate downhill. He's still able to get to the free throw line and shooting a great percentage at the free throw line. So it is pretty special for him. I know that this is something that he's worked for and that he's earned, because every day I open that gym, he's in there putting in that extra work.
Is that something where it's obviously the way he's been scoring it here as we talk, but he went through a period where he was maybe getting more attention than he has had, certainly at this level, but he broke through that. But as you mentioned, his strength, we all know he can shoot it, but the fact that he could score in a variety of ways has been a huge help for him.
Scoring around the rim, I mean, he's just so strong. strong. So, you know, as a defender, you want to try to get physical with him. But if he has an angle on you, he's strong enough and smart enough to try to get around you. But it, I think him just being so humble, you know, and being grounded in his faith, he's done a great job of just no highs, no lows, just staying even keel. And it's been a joy to coach him.
You mentioned Gilly. I talked to him. It was earlier in the season. And just, you know, this offense has been really good for him. And the confidence that you all as a staff, like if you're open, let it fly. We could talk about technique, this, that, or the other, but is the confidence thing as much as anything with a guy being able to knock down shots?
I mean, you think about confidence. Gilly's done a great job with that. Kamari McGee, look at him early in his career. And, you know, we told him, we had meetings after the season, what do you need to work on? And you can definitely tell he's put in that extra work shooting it from beyond the arc.
And the thing, too, about him that I need to talk about more and recognize is just a turnover ratio. It's better than 3-1, and coming into the year, it looked a lot different. I mean, I would think there's a ton of pride.
If Kamari's not one of the most improved players here in the Big Ten, he should definitely be up for Sixth Man of the Year, one or the two. He's done a great job with being a leader of this team, being one of the captains of this team, while even not starting. But the guys listen to him. They'll probably be talking here in a huddle here in a second. But our guys have responded, and our guys have done a great job just banding together, and our team unity right now is at a really good high level.
Yeah, I'd say the team unity, which is probably, I don't know if tricky is the right word, but certainly in this era we're in now with the transfer portal and all of that, this group seemed to, on the outside looking in, seemed to come together and clicked on and off the floor pretty early.
I believe this team really, really enjoys being around each other, on, off the court. I call one after a game or on an off day, and they're usually with somebody else, which is pretty cool. Not a lot of, no significant clicks within the team. Whatever they do it all together, and it's fun to coach a team like that.
I've talked with John, with Tanjay or Xavier, and like, who are you, Cameron Hunter? Who'd you lean on when you first came here? Who are the veteran guys? Who are the guys that you kind of turned to when you came?
Oh, it's funny because I was kind of I had been in the league for 3 years.
Yes.
Last game I was able to have one of my former teammates come, Clayton Hansen, and he wore my number, actually. So if we would have been shooting for the number, we might still be shooting today. But, no, Clayton Hansen was great. He had been around. He was a walk-on off, obviously, for Wisconsin, and earned a scholarship. Zach Morley was the guy that was transferring in at the same time as me. So those guys, and then obviously Andreas and Mike Wilkinson. Me and Mike had a rapport growing up and playing AAU against each other. So literally those five seniors, man. When you have an older, more experienced senior-led team, and we were senior-coached. I mean, we were pushing each other. We weren't just calling each other out. We were calling each other up because we knew what we wanted to do as a team, and we had a great run. And I think that's what this team's kind of done. These older guys, Cam's been around for a long time. Max has been around for a long time. Steven, you know, he's had his ups and downs, but he's talked. He's been more verbal this year than he ever has.
Oh, so when you mentioned Clayton Hansen, it was good to talk to him a little bit after the game. There are moments of his, like in a comeback win against Richmond, the job he did on Julius Hodge, right, in the Sweet 16. It seemed like yesterday, like when I bring up those moments. I mean, you've been around a minute now. You've seen a few things, but we're talking about him right now, and those are the things that pop into my mind on the floor.
And he's even a harder worker off the court. I mean, he was a great academic. He was a great student here, and just a great friend. It's funny because this should be our 20-year reunion of that Elite Eight team. And I know we didn't make it to a Final Four, but we left it all out there, and hopefully the fans enjoyed it.
That's Badgers assistant coach Sharif Chambliss, and that's today's Badger Spotlight. Stay with us. The Notebook is coming up next as our pregame show continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Lee's Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours' notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine in 2025, one meal at a time.
Well, for people who want to be in touch with what's happening in Racine and Racine County, Kurt Volman has all kinds of stuff for you. Weekday afternoons from 2 until 6. From music and cultural events to theater events and what's happening downtown or anywhere in the county, Kurt talks to the people that hold these events and gets them organized for you to attend. And, of course, he features timeless hits and local news throughout the day, too. It's Homeward Bound with Kurt Volman, weekdays from 2 until 6 on WRJN.
Diane from Michigan, a disabled senior citizen trying to get by. Henry from Florida, a veteran fighting to make ends meet. Elena from Arizona, a mother struggling to feed her daughter. Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I support Feeding America because they help provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year, like Diane, Henry, and Elena. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
WRJN is your home for local news and timeless hits. And every Saturday from 10 to 2, Terry Havel brings you Rock and Roll Never Forgets. It's a great reminder of what the roots of rock and roll were really all about from the 50s, 60s, into the 70s. From 10 until 2, Terry has the stories, the facts, some of the fiction, and always great trivia that goes along with rock and roll. It's Rock and Roll Never Forgets, Saturday, 10 to 2 on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Badgers pregame show continues from Iowa City. The Badgers and the Hawkeyes here this afternoon. Time for our Badger Notebook alongside Brian Butch. I'm Matt LePay. Well, we'll talk to Greg Gard about this in a few minutes. Nothing like jumping on your opponent's 19-2, which is exactly what Wisconsin has done in each of its last two home games. And, Brian, they never were threatened against Indiana. It never got to single digits after about 3.5 minutes into the game. That says something, because it'd be easy to let up a little bit. These guys never really did.
Well, no, it says something about both teams. Right? When you look at Wisconsin, being dialed in and being focused. Now, they've got to come this afternoon and have that same attention to detail. And what's difficult? It just is. You get into the middle of February here. You've been on the road a lot. You have to stay dialed in. And it also says a lot about Indiana yesterday, last game. Not to say that a team has packed it in or folded it in, but there was turmoil. Obviously, you hear the news about Mike Woodson saying he's going to be done this year and retired. If that comes out Friday, which it came out yesterday, there was already rumblings that were happening Tuesday when they played. So I think that's one of those things that, and as you get into this, Iowa's dealing this with Owen Freeman as well. Obviously, he's out for the year. How do you handle that news? And you've got two choices as a group. Either come together and play extremely hard, and I thought Iowa did that against Purdue. I thought they played really hard. They gave themselves a couple chances. Some missed free throws in the first half. The way they closed out that first half didn't give them necessarily a chance. Otherwise, they could have been up 10. Those sorts of, you know, plays and go different ways. But I think overall, in general, this is the reality of where you're at in the middle of February. Teams have to make a decision. Are we all, like, are we locked into this, or are we just going to finish out the season and walk through it?
Yeah, this is the tester portion. We call it the dog days, whatever. Now, obviously, Wisconsin's playing pretty well right now, so maybe for those guys, it doesn't apply, right? Yeah. But, you know, I give credit to Dylan Harper. He came back in, played really well the other night. You've got a Washington team that had high expectations, great Osabor, you know, with the big money NIL deal, and they're sitting there nestled at the bottom of the Big Ten. How do you push through here, in the coming days? And, you know, we're 1 month away from the end of the Big Ten regular season.
And here's the thing, right? As you ask that question, there's one thing that's true. You never want to give a team confidence because let's just say Iowa, they say, okay, we're down 19-2. We're going to fold this thing in. But all of a sudden, you come out into this game, and it's a 12-12 game, and you're 8 minutes left, or you let Peyton Stanford get going, and now he's feeling really good about himself. We've seen what he's been able to do in one half against teams in the Big Ten. Those have been the games Iowa has won. So you can't give teams that are teetering back and forth about where they're at any confidence. And that's the challenge this afternoon.
Well, I mean, to your point, Iowa was down 15 in the second half to Nebraska, caught them, one in overtime. Iowa's last win against a top 25 team, the Wisconsin Badgers.
Yeah.
Last February, they force overtime, and then they win the game in overtime. But, yeah, it is as cliche as it is, no lead is safe. I think with a team like Iowa, now look, what happened last month, 116-85, like, whoa, that was extreme.
But we know Iowa struggles, and mightily so, on the defensive end. But we also know it has the capability to put up a lot of points in a hurry.
Yeah, here's the thing. You talk about defensively. Iowa right now with Owen Freeman off of the floor from every area of the floor. So from the paint, from the corner three, from two, from top three. They're giving up 40-plus percent shooting percentages. Mm-hmm. That's everywhere on the floor.
Yeah.
I've never seen that with Owen Freeman off of the floor. I've never seen that.
Mm-hmm.
Like the percentages, and I was reading the article where I saw that. I said, that can't be true. So I started to dig into it a little bit more. No, it was true.
Yeah.
So
vulnerable
that's where you have to,
all over.
And you have to take advantage of it.
85.5 points per game in conference play is what Iowa is allowing. Now, on the flip side, overall numbers, the Hawkeyes average 85.5 points per game. A little less, a shade less than 80 in Big Ten play, but, you know, Peyton Sanford's one of those guys, and you touched on it a couple minutes ago, especially in this building, in the second half, he can go off.
But and I think also, especially with the way he played against Wisconsin at the Kohl Center as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, very, very quiet game for him, but he is coming off a 23.6 rebound, 5-assist game against Purdue. He hit 5 of 11 from the three-point line. He and Josh Dix are the main weapons there. Josh had 16 points in the game in Madison. Of course, on the Badgers side, you had John Blackwell with his career-high 32 points in that matchup on January 3rd. The Badgers hit 21 of 31 from the three-point line, a Kohl Center record-setting performance from distance for the Badgers. That is our notebook. More of our Badgers pregame show is coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems and ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Join the Wisconsin Department of Corrections and make a positive impact on lives across the state. Enjoy an excellent state benefits package and a nationally ranked pension program. The Wisconsin DOC is currently hiring correctional officers with a starting pay of over $33 per hour, plus scheduled increases and plenty of advancement opportunities. Plus, hourly rates increase for those hired from medium and maximum security positions. To learn more and apply, go to wisc.jobs. That's WISC.jobs.
Hey Badger fans, Tony Drake with Drake & Associates, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. How do you prepare for the big game? You strategize, right? Well, retirement is your ultimate big game. And without a solid plan, it's like stepping onto the court without practice. But here's the game changer. Claim your retirement ready toolkit for free from Drake & Associates. Just text Bucky to 262-600-2782. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782. Our retirement ready roadmap is your playbook for financial success. Let's slam dunk your retirement goals together, because at Drake & Associates, we're your winning strategy for a financial game plan.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
Badgers are born brave. They're not afraid to face a tough opponent or take on the impossible. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our team of doctors take on cancer with that same Badger stamina. Where others step back, we step up, researching, treating, and defeating even the most complex cancers, making us the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the state. So now, from stadium to hospital, you can count on Wisconsin and UW Health to fight and win. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
courtside at Carver Hawkeye Arena. The Wisconsin Badgers going for Big Ten win number 9 this afternoon. Overall win number 19 is Greg Gard's group. Winners of 10 of their last 12 taking on the Iowa Hawkeyes. They've been scuffling. They've dropped 5 of 6. They're 4-7 in league play, 13-9 overall. We're about a half an hour away from the opening tip. We'll check in with head coach Greg Gard, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Seeking the tastiest pizza in Racine? Well, then head straight to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. From classic cheese, pepperoni, and sausage pizzas to golden fried chicken to signature hot sandwiches, Ferraro's has all your cravings covered. Plus, don't miss February's special chili dog pizza, a savory chili base topped with melty cheddar cheese, juicy hot dog pieces, fresh onion, and a drizzle of liquid cheddar. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
As a professional in your field, have you ever wanted to give back to your community? CTE stands for Career and Technical Education. Career and technical educators are professionals who teach the next generation of students going into these fields. CTEs are important because they help shape the future workforce. CTE not only benefits the student learning the program, but the teacher who teaches it.
CTE has impacted me personally because, one, I'm a product of CTE. I was a student in these classes when I was in high school. But also, as a teacher, I get to build these relationships with students. And it's not just subject matter. It's a potential career. It's a potential passion. And you get to work with students and see them going on to careers in this field. I get to work with students in the most unique setting, a setting that's technical, creative, and hands-on. And I think when you bring teachers and students together like that, you get to see a different side of their potential. There is nothing more exciting than that.
If this seems like something you'd be interested in, go to acteonline.org and search for Teach CTE.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Badger Basketball is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers, treating you. Jones Dairy Farm, making breakfast better since 1889. And by U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. Now back to the Badger Shoot-Around.
Back at Carver Hawkeye Arena, joined by Badgers head coach Greg Gard. I suppose if any coach could bottle up the starts you've had in your last couple of home games in particular, you'd be coaching for another 30, 40, 50 years or so. If it were only that easy, Greg.
Exactly. No, I think, obviously, the offense gets the attention. We made some shots, but I felt, specifically Tuesday night, defensively, we got off to a good start, too, and that's important. That end of the floor is just as important as the offensive end, but when you can combine the two together, that's when, obviously, you can really move the scoreboard and get separation early.
I think the fun thing for a lot of basketball fans, if they look into KenPom, you can look at overall stats, you can look at conference stats. You guys are, top five now, defensive efficiency in the league, right?
Yeah, we are. I think we're trending in the right direction. Obviously, every game's a little different because what you defend is a little different. Today's going to be different than Tuesday night was in terms of points of emphasis and things like that. But I think they're understanding our continuity and chemistry. Obviously, it's been pretty good offensively, and it's gotten better offensively. But I think we're starting to click and understand roles and responsibilities within what we do defensively as well.
I think in one of our TV segments, we talked about the styles of play in the Big Ten because you have so many teams. Is it pretty much game to game? It could be considerably different how one team approaches this?
It can be. I mean, it is today just because of what Iowa does specifically with the Sanford brothers and with Josh Dix. So the transition, the threes, the perimeter, not that the interior isn't important where you look at Indiana. Obviously, you're looking at Balo and Renault and those guys up front. So it can be different. I mean, we don't have 17 different, you know, styles we have to play against, but to have one on Tuesday night and one today, pretty contrasting in terms of what they do is obviously, you have to shift gears and what you focus on.
We've talked about dog days and this, that, and the other, but now it's like this league is tightening up here, right? Michigan State's taking a couple of hits here, still a lot of games left, but we always on our side, we'll say this is a lot of fun right now, but I would think for the players too, because every game, you know, there's some stuff out there to go get.
Absolutely. I don't think there are dog days when you're playing well and winning. Mm-hmm. That's only for when you're scuffling along, you maybe have that term, but no, we know we need to continue to get better. We knew every game's going to be a challenge regardless of where teams are stacked in this league, and I think you're looking, you know, big picture too, you want to keep getting better for what comes down the road in another month or so. And I think we're trending in the right way, but you're as good as your last 40 minutes, and we got another 40 today.
And we'll talk about this 40 coming up with the Iowa Hawkeyes. Our pregame chat presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming, back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024, U.S. Bank.
The countdown to savings is on at Clary Building Corp. Get the best prices of the year right now at any Clary location, or contact us for a free consultation on the building you have been dreaming about. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clarybuilding.com today to see all of the amazing building options we offer. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
Hey Badger fans, time is running out to catch Wisconsin men's basketball at the Kohl Center this season. Don't miss your chance to see John Blackwell, John Tanjay, and the rest of the Badgers as they battle Big Ten opponents on their home court. Be part of the action and secure your seats today at uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Hey there, Badger fans. This is Xavier Amos, forward for Wisconsin men's basketball. We are ready to elevate our game to new heights, and we want you to be a part of the action. With a VC Connect membership, you can contribute to our path to championships both on and off the court. You'll gain access to exclusive experiences, behind-the-scenes insights, and unique opportunities to connect with student-athletes like never before. VC Connect has tunnel vision on victory. Do you? Head over to vcconnectwi.com today.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
It's the Badgers and the Iowa Hawkeyes. Well, much like when we talked before the Indiana game, you could say the same thing about Iowa. It gave Purdue all it wanted earlier in the week. First game without Owen Freeman, but they had Purdue sweating it out a little bit, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. I mean, obviously, I mentioned before, you know, Peyton Sanford and Josh Dix, and they really, you know, came to the forefront and carried them, and other guys stepped up as well. So, Yeah, I mean, they had a shot to tie it with about 2 minutes to go and didn't have it go in, and Purdue was able to, you know, make enough free throws and make some plays down the stretch to get separation. But it was, for the most part, a back-and-forth game, tied at halftime, and, you know, and they've been extremely competitive, even though their, you know, their record is what it is. But you just watch their games, and obviously we've seen them a lot now because of common opponents, you know, specifically here at home, they're a handful.
It's interesting because usually with Iowa, the games tend to be higher scoring, but there were a couple instances where they had Braden Smith in a box the way they defended off of screens. I know Coach Painter wasn't real happy with some of his guys, but Iowa's got to be doing something pretty well too.
They do, and I think, you know, they changed defenses a little bit. Obviously that three-quarter court press is always something you're cautious of and concerned about, and they were able to, you know, get Braden Smith trapped in some ball screens and create some poor decisions. So you know, that's a good lesson for us. Before we get into today, we got to make sure we're making good decisions with the ball as we attack the press and when we get in the half court, because obviously we have a lot of ball screens within what we do, and we got to make sure we're, you know, smart with where the ball's going and try to read and be proactive before we get ourselves in trouble.
They use Riley Mulvey in their starting lineup for the first time without Owen Freeman. Evan Braun's played more. I mean, Braun, it's a good name to have because he is brawny. He's got some meat on his bones out there, not afraid to be aggressive.
Yeah, I think really they've kind of looked at those three guys as, you know, the three-headed monster, so to speak, with Mulvey and, you mentioned, Bronze, and then Dembele, and playing them together. They're all a little bit different. I think Mulvey brings a little more presence at the rim. Dembele is probably the most offensive skill to the group, and then Bronze is the most physical and rugged, and just and he plays like a middle linebacker out there. So it's a combination that obviously you go with the hot hand, you roll guys through, and you know, I think as they continue to adjust here after Freeman's injury, you know, they'll become more comfortable in those roles.
All right, that's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Stay with us. We'll look around the Big Ten, presented by the Big Ten Network, in a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is a 1,200-mile footpath started in the 1950s and now running through 30 Wisconsin counties. The Ice Age Trails PR director, Melissa Pyrick, says one group of hikers describes it best.
They started in St. Croix Falls, so they kind of did this north woods, which is very rural and rustic. And they said they couldn't believe once you get down into the southern part of the state, especially Dane County, all of a sudden it turns into prairies, and it's just beautiful.
The trail continues south to Janesville, then back to the northeast and up to Sturgeon Bay. It is also one of just 11 in the country designated as a national scenic trail. Learn more about it in your area at iceagetrail.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Our pregame show continues. Wisconsin and Iowa this afternoon down at Carver Hawkeye Arena. Time for our look around the Big Ten, presented by the Big Ten Network. Well, for the longest time, it seemed like there weren't many Big Ten games on a Saturday, which is kind of weird for those of us who are old enough to remember when you used to have a lot of games in the Big Ten. Well, today it's like a throwback day. You got a lot of them, including one Butchie in progress, Oregon and Michigan State in the first half, about 7.5 minutes remaining. Jackson Schellstad getting on a bit of a run for the Ducks, Oregon leading Michigan State 29-22. Back when you were playing, there used to be a lot of games on Saturday, right?
It was. We played Wednesday, Saturday. That's all it was. Now, it helps a little bit that it's Super Bowl Sunday tomorrow.
Yep.
But I'll say this, even though there normally is not a lot on Saturdays, because the Big Ten has decided, hey, we want to own a day. They've done a really good job of owning Sundays. And yeah, I know there's football, but like in general, like they've done that to kind of lead up to it. And a lot of attention has been on the league, because not a lot of the other leagues decided that they wanted to play on Sundays. I actually think it's really smart by the league.
Yeah, no, it's smart programming. Lead into the NFL stuff. Ducks leading. Oregon has been very much an up-and-down team. They've had stretches where some of their key players haven't done much. Now they're going on the road. Michigan State's finally taken a couple of losses.
Yeah, they could be three in a row here if they don't figure it out.
Yeah, it's down seven right now. Michigan State again just in the first half of that game. Michigan and Indiana, there won't be any attention down in Bloomington today. Dusty May
Gray, the former IU manager in his first year as the head coach of the Wolverines. Indiana, this will be the first game after the announcement that Mike Woodson will step down as head coach at the conclusion of IU's season. So hopefully he is going to be getting a very nice reception there. He is an Indiana basketball legend. He's in the IU Athletics Hall of Fame. It just hasn't worked out the way they had hoped down there as a head coach. So I would think slash hope that it'll be a good reception for him here today.
I agree. You've got to give him a good reception and realize that it's time just to kind of step away and give the reins to somebody else.
Yeah, as they will try again, as they say. Penn State is at UCLA, Illinois against Minnesota. Northwestern on the road taking on Washington. Illinois, now they've had guys sick, hurt. Their minutes continuity numbers are dreadfully low.
Yes.
But they have struggled now, sitting at 15-8 overall. But the injuries and the illnesses have had.
Injuries, illnesses, and just, I think in general, like, again, I think they're, I've said this from the beginning, they're the most talented team. They've got to mesh and they've got to figure it out when you have injuries and illnesses and all that stuff to try to find that chemistry. That's what they've been lacking.
As for the Gophers, they're trying to get out of those bottom three spots right now. You got Iowa, Northwestern, Minnesota with four losses. The Wildcats, the Gophers will make that four wins. Wildcats, the Gophers with eight losses. Iowa 4-7. Penn State and Washington sitting there in the 17 and 18 spots. Remember, only 15 teams qualify for the Big Ten tournament. So, we talk about jockeying at the top for those top four spots. You got the same thing going on at the bottom.
Absolutely. Getting the tournament's huge. I mean, you give yourself a chance. Yes, I know you got to win a lot of games in a row, and the likelihood of that happening is not high, but you're still there. You give yourself a chance. If you don't get there, you're done, and wrap it up and call it a season and start looking at the portal.
Absolutely. If you're not already, who knows the way things go anymore. Wisconsin and UCLA, by the way, tied for fourth with 8-4 records. Of course, UCLA, by virtue of the head-to-head, would have the tiebreaker as it stands now. So Wisconsin would be technically a 5 seed. But there's still 8 games left, including today. That's our look around the Big Ten, presented by the Big Ten Network. And we continue. We'll get Butchie's keys to today's matchup in Iowa City. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hear that? That's Jones All-Natural Sausage Cooking. It's almost ready to be enjoyed in your favorite breakfast sandwich or as a side with eggs. And that is Jones Dry-Aged Bacon with flavor you won't find anywhere else. You can really taste the difference our dry-aging process makes. I'm Philip Jones, and quality ingredients and attention to detail are how we've been making breakfast better since 1889. Try Jones, a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. And go Badgers!
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill, because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Badger fans, basketball season is here, and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
Rolling on with our Badgers pregame show, Wisconsin and Iowa this afternoon. Time for Butchie's keys to the game as soon as he puts down his popcorn.
Well, I had some great popcorn, by the way. This is probably, as far as popcorn goes, number one in the Big Ten.
Really?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Great ratio of salt and taste. Fantastic.
Let's get a to-go barrel.
I think I might, to be honest. but we'll see. That being said, keys when you start transition defense for this Badger team. We know what Iowa wants to do. They want to get out and run. Last time they played at the Kohl Center, Wisconsin, a fantastic job of not giving Iowa good looks. That also plays into limiting your turnovers. You don't want to have live ball turnovers. Iowa, with no Owen Freeman, they're going to try to speed you up. They're going to try to force you in tough spots. They're going to try to trap the basketball. They're going to do some things differently than what they have been doing. So make sure you handle that. And then I think the most important thing is you have to dominate the paint. You have to make sure that Iowa, with no Owen Freeman in this game, that you dominate the inside. If you remember last year here, Owen Freeman dominated the paint. And that's why Iowa was able to stay in this game as long as they did. Then it comes down, and they just found a way to get the thing done. So on the road, set the tone, dominate the point paint. That way you control the tempo and everything else, especially with no Owen Freeman.
All right, it's Brian Butch and the keys to today's game. We're back with the starting lineups. Presented by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, this is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
As a student in high school, every day starts to feel the same. If I'm not taking notes in history class, then I'm writing an essay in English. Each day falls into the same routine, but when I go to my career and technical education classes, nothing there is routine at all. There is something new each and every day, whether it's something new we're learning or an exciting project my teacher assigns. The nice thing about technical education is that it's all hands-on learning, which is different from most classes. It doesn't even feel like I'm going to school with how fun and creative the teachers can be. Our classrooms range from a broadcasting studio for radio TV communication students to a medical training room for the health science program. My teachers aren't just assigning busy work, but lifelong information that I can use after high school. My teachers teach with a purpose, to show the knowledge and experience needed for a certain career. Career and technical education isn't just teaching, it's guiding. It's mentoring young students who want to learn firsthand from their mentor and role model. Go to acteonline.org and search for Teach CTE. Be part of the investment. Teach CTE.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Time for our UW Health Injury Update. UW Health is sports medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Everybody up for Wisconsin here today. And for Iowa, of course, Owen Freeman out for the year. Had surgery on an injured finger a few days ago. And Cooper Koch, who last appeared against Wisconsin on January 3rd, he remains out for Iowa here this afternoon. Now let's get to the starting lineups brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. Don't drop the ball, Badger fans. The Wisconsin DOT reminds you to drive sober. For the Hawkeyes, Fran McCaffrey in his 15th year at the school, the all-time winningest coach in Iowa men's basketball history, 293 wins here with the Hawkeyes, 544 overall in 29 years of being a college head coach. His front line made up of Seydou Traore, 6'7 sophomore out of New York, a transfer from Manhattan College, averaging 7 points, 2.7 rebounds a game, making his second start now. Peyton Sanford is a 6'8 senior from Waukee, Iowa. Better than 16 points a game, 5.7 rebounds, as well as 3 assists. Riley Mulvey making his second start with Freeman out. Mulvey, a 6'11 junior out of Rotterdam, New York. 2.7 points, 2.2 rebounds per game. Josh Dix is a 6'6 junior out of Council Bluffs, Iowa. 14 points, 3 rebounds, about 3 assists per game. And Drew Thelwell, 6'3 grad transfer out of Orlando, Florida, averaging 10.5 points, 2.3 rebounds and 3 assists per game. He had 25 against the Badgers last month at the Kohl Center. For the Badgers, same five as usual. Stephen Crowell, better than 9 points, nearly 6 rebounds, 2.5 assists per game. Nolan Winter, 10 points, 5.5 boards a game. John Tanjay at 18.5 per game, 4.8 rebounds, 1.7 assists over the last four games. Tanjay averaging better than 23 points per game, knocking down 46% of his shots from the three-point line. Max Klusman at 10 points, 2.5 boards, 3 dimes. And John Blackwell rounding out the starting five, 15 points a game, 4.7 rebounds, and 2.2 assists per game. Wisconsin leads this series, and much like the football rivalry, this one is close. The Badgers with 90 wins, the Hawkeyes with 86. Wisconsin has won 5 of the last 6. The exception was here in Iowa City last February 17th when the Hawkeyes defeated then 20th ranked Wisconsin in overtime, 88-86. Stay with us. The opening tip presented by Odyssey Brands is coming up next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
For 48 straight years, Ford F-Series have been the best-selling trucks in America. We got here by engineering breakthrough technology, redefining built Ford tough, and never settling for second best. But what's really made Ford F-Series the number one selling trucks in America is you. Ford F-Series, built Ford tough. Based on 1977 to 2024 calendar year total sales.
Badgers are born brave. They're not afraid to face a tough opponent or take on the impossible. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our team of doctors take on cancer with that same Badger stamina. Where others step back, we step up, researching, treating, and defeating even the most complex cancers, making us the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the state. So now, from stadium to hospital, you can count on Wisconsin and UW Health to fight and win. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger basketball is on the air.
When you think of Wisconsin basketball, you think about discipline.
Out of Max for three in the lead. He hit it from right of the circle, Max Klusman.
You think about being fundamentally sound.
Rebound, Blackwell just took it away from Reese. Blowing the left, lifted it in off the glass.
You think about playing with a level of toughness.
Oh, nice pass from Blackwell into Crowell for the dunk.
Every day there's another step.
And the Wisconsin Badgers knock off third-ranked Marquette as they storm the floor at the Kohl Center in Madison.
On Wisconsin, Badger Basketball is brought to you by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of Wisconsin Athletics. And by Menards. Save big money at Menards, proud partner of Badger Basketball. Tip-off is just moments away. Let's go courtside. Here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Today from Carver Hawkeye Arena in Iowa City, alongside Brian Butch, our engineer Dave McCann, and Tabor Mays back in our network studio. This is Matt LePay. We welcome you to Wisconsin basketball. Second half of conference play off to a good start for Greg Gard's Badgers, 2-0 in the second half of this Big Ten regular season, 8-4 overall. The Iowa Hawkeyes trying to get right. They're 4-7 in league play, 13-9 overall. Before we get started, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Well, it's not a sellout, but it's a pretty good crowd here that includes some Badger fans. Many make that trip down here and given Iowa's deep love and appreciation of all things Wisconsin Badgers, it'll probably be a pretty loud crowd here today. It's always the case where the Badgers and Hawkeyes hook up. And Butch, you mentioned the Badgers playing well, dominated Indiana, had a really good second half against Northwestern. Iowa was close the other night against Purdue. They've lost 5 out of 6. They're without their best player in Owen Freeman, but as we talked to the pregame, their ability to score always makes them dangerous, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, I mean, they're the best in the Big Ten as far as what they're able to do and how they're able to score the basketball. I mean, it's just the way they play, and they're going to fill it up. Now, defensively, Wisconsin's been much, much better. So look to them to do that, but you can't give Iowa the easy ones. You can't lose someone in transition. You can't have a turnover, and it's a live ball turnover, and they build confidence. I think the biggest thing, we know Wisconsin shot the ball so well at the Kohl Center this year against Iowa. But what I thought was most important is they didn't let Payne Stanford get going at all. They shut him down very early on and never let him get comfortable. And I think that's the key for this game is you can't let Josh Dix feel comfortable. You can't let Payne Stanford feel comfortable. They're going to have the ultimate green light. They've always had the green light. This, I don't know what, you know, greener than green or whatever. Like, they're going to get 20-plus shots up because they just don't have enough guys there. That's going to be their formula. Dick's going to take 20-plus. Sanford's going to take 20-plus shots. How do you guard those guys?
Yeah, you mentioned it was Sanford. I don't know how many times he has looked visibly frustrated, but he certainly did that night in Madison, and he's just too good. He's a 44%-plus three-point shooter. Sanford, actually, this year, I beg your pardon, he's been down a little bit in that mark. He's 35%. The guy who's 44% is Josh Dix.